This is HPR episode 2287 entitled, Disparately Seeking Saving RMS, Introduction. It is hosted by Nodomi and is about 31 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, my attempt to start moving towards the RMS model.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Well, this is DODD Dummy, recording another episode for Hacker Public Radio. The title of this episode is Desperately Seeking Saving RMS. the reason I chose that title is, for a long time, ever since I first heard about RMS, or Richard Stallman actually, I always thought that his approach to software was an approach I would like to take, but I never really thought I could. But I always wanted to. I always felt bad that I didn't try, really. I only tried this to the extent to where I felt uncomfortable, and frankly that was pretty easy to make me feel uncomfortable. So let's see, I started in free software around 1997 or 98. That's when I first heard about Linux. Maybe 99. It was before the year 2000 for sure. And I really, the idea appealed to me mostly because a lot of the things that I needed to do, basic stuff in Windows, cost money, or was just so hard to do without paying for it. It just was unmanageable. I remember even a simple mounting tool cost money. Compilers typically cost money. Just lots of things that I just didn't have a lot of money, so I couldn't pay, even though nowadays it seems like it wouldn't have been that much, but I just couldn't afford it. And so there was a lot to me that appealed in the free software world. After I got more into it, then I don't really remember when, but somewhere pretty early on I read about the free software movement and how it got started, and particularly about RMS and Linus and some other people. And so I thought, well, that's just great, but I gotta feed my family, I have to pay bills, and sometimes non-free software is just more easy, more convenient. So I'll use and support free software where I can, but I'm not gonna be too religious about it. And I hear a lot of people, oh, I'm just practical. And that's where they have their line. And I had my line. Practical wasn't really it. So I would, I would always do without in my personal world. But if for some reason I needed something for work, then not at work. I should clarify that. Work, and where it's doing something at home, but it was for work or for something I would make money at. At work, I've always used proprietary software, and I don't know that I would get away from that. So anyways, I had a line. It wasn't too, like, for example, I would make, like I said, my attempt would be half-hearted in some people's minds. It's pretty severe compared to other people that I know that are, quote-unquote, in the free software community. For example, I don't use Apple products because I think they're much worse than Microsoft, which is the other main company that I would use. I think RMS would use Apple if he could have free software on it, but I wouldn't even do that. I don't even like to own an Apple product. For a long time, I've been playing free software games. At least, I'm pretty sure almost all of my gaming is free software. This is way back from the days when the Linux Game Tome used to be, before it was resurrected, so in the olden days. So I try to play mostly GPL games, and for my needs, that's fine. I never really had an issue with that. I don't, as far as I know, I don't play games that track you. I don't make a, it's never been a conscious effort, but I just typically don't like online games. I usually play offline games. Let's see, what else? So even though I use Linux as my OS at home, really my only OS since about 2001, I always have had one partition or maybe more with some version of Windows. Like I said, in case I needed something, I really had to have for my, to help me put food on the table. Right now I have one machine with Windows 7 on it. I have a netbook with Windows 10, but the Windows 10 really is not functional on that machine, so I'll probably take that off. But normally, I will, usually I'll do without something, and just use whatever is possible with free software rather than using non-free software. When I'm talking applications, so for example, I would never consider using a non-free video editor or audio editor. I just wouldn't do that. But lately, and like I said, I feel pretty good about that. I'm in the middle somewhere. I heard someone say everybody has their line. And so my line I thought was pretty good, but it's really not real. I think I could do better. And lately I've been feeling more and more uncomfortable with where my line is, and I want to try to move it closer to the sort of the RMS goal or ideal. I'm not an expert, and I'm not even real sure that I got RMS's positions down. So I'm not like a lot of quote unquote hackers in as far as where they're really geeky on the details, and I'm really not that type of person. So So I'll be going through this over time. My intention is to this to be kind of a series where I walk through my attempt to become more and more following the RMS dream, or the RMS dream is the wrong word, RMS model. So we'll see how that goes. But so the point is, I even could have some of these things could be incorrect. I could be understanding or misunderstanding RMS's position on some things. So this is the beginning of my effort to change. We'll just see how it goes. Now my current, like, obvious things that I do that are would be against the RMS's behavior model are: I use Facebook. I don't post a lot, but I read a lot from Facebook. I use Gmail. I use many websites that track you. My wife is in another country, and we use Skype all the time. We did try to use Jitsi, and I'm always looking for new free ways. And free, I guess, is, I should stop using that word. What does he call it now? Not using products and services that do you harm. But so we tried Jitsi, and my wife is not exactly, her line is way farther towards the non-free world than my line is. So we tried using Jitsi, but the issue with Jitsi was that it didn't have good echo cancellation. So typically we use Skype with no headphones on, and Skype works really well with that. There's no echo, but when you use Jitsi, you get all kinds of echo. If you have headphones on, it's better. But even if, so I, as a compromise, because she just wouldn't, and she's not very patient. So to give you an example, when I first started using Linux at home, I couldn't get my printer installed or a joystick. And I ran Linux back then. I really, really tried. It was when I was first starting Linux, Linux and Windows, and I was really trying not to use Windows. And so I just did without a printer and a joystick for 2 years before I finally was able to get either one installed. That was back when, I don't remember now, either it was when the way that you installed modules changed. I don't know if that was the 2.2 to 2.4 or the 2.4 to 2.6 kernel change. I don't remember. But anyway, in there when the way you did it. And so what I found was I didn't know anyone who ran Linux. So I didn't have anybody in-person help. And I think back at that time, I wasn't really in the chat rooms. This was back before I had DSL. So I really had access, pretty limited access to information or people that could help. And I think my problem was I kept getting mixed information with the old way and the new way, and I just wasn't sharp enough to discern between the two. But anyway, the point is, I was patient enough that I ran Linux for 2 years without a printer or a joystick. So that's just to give you an idea. But my wife, she's not that patient. She, when we tried Jitsi, she got frustrated after just a few minutes because of the echo cancellation. So anyway, we're still using Skype. So that'll be a good challenge if I can get my wife to use something else. And so those are the ones that, those are the things, obvious things to me that come up. Now, I don't have, I run Debian, but I don't run it with, I run it with contrib and non-free enabled, so I guess I could change that. I don't do any serious, I don't think I do anything where I need graphics, proprietary graphics drivers, even though I use them. So I could probably do without that. I don't know that I have any machines that use, could use, or that LibreBoot or CoreBoot supports. So I'm going to leave that as a, something to tackle later. And let's see, I want to try, generally on my hardware, I've been buying the very cheapest that I can buy, and normally everything's secondhand. I would say most of my laptops and my computers in general are close to 10 years old, at least five. I have one laptop that's an i5. Everything else is Core 2 Duo, I think. Maybe. I think I have one Pentium 4, but I bought that just to, for fun, to mess around with DOS. MS-DOS or FreeDOS. So it, having an older machine is not an issue for me. But if I have to pay a premium for it so that it'll support Libre CoreBoot, that'll be something I'll have to figure out. And let's see. So part of this, or part of what made me really decide to try, was lately, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I watched a, I went on a YouTube spree, which I think YouTube might be one of the trackers. But anyway, so I watched a lot of Richard Stallman YouTube videos, or videos on YouTube. And then I also, the Brian Lunduk, he had a RMS on. And, I don't know, a combination of all that just made me think, well, alright, let's do better. And the aside from free software, which I think is important, there are other, the three things that, another quote I'm going to take away, or at least use as some guidelines here to start off with, is in the Lunduk interview, he said there's three ways that the companies can harm you. One, and oh, another thing you should know, as a general matter, or general, yeah, the general case is, as I said before, I'm not really usually real good with the details, so it could be that I misquote people here. So take everything that I say as a paraphrase. Unless I specifically say I'm quoting, I'm really paraphrasing and retelling. It could be I got things totally wrong. So just keep that in mind. But anyway, he said there's three ways that that they can harm you. One is tracking. So you have to be able to not be tracked if it's going to be, if the company's not, I think he harm you, he called it abusing, like in the interview he said, hey, Facebook doesn't have users, it's got used, people that Facebook use, you don't use Facebook, they use you. This is a big one because everybody now seems to want to track you, so that'll be pretty challenging. The EULA, so you shouldn't have to sign a EULA. I guess if the EULA basically says you have all the freedom you want, I guess that would be acceptable EULA. and then 3 is DRM. Now, the one thing he did say that the only ethical way to use DRM is if you have the means to break the DRM at hand. So now he pointed out that it's not legal in the U.S. So he has enemies, so he does not own anything that's DRM. But he said it's, and I agree. He said it's not unethical to break DRM. It just might be illegal, depending on where you live and the laws in your country. So those are the 3 things I'm going to kind of guide me, I guess, or things I'm going to strive for. And as I go along, I'll be reading more, and as I take these things kind of one at a time, I'll be researching them and following along with what I get to. Now, I'm not totally against not using products that are not free. It'll just see how I get to them. And I'm going to extrapolate a little bit. And he, like I said, I don't know, RMS might not be okay with any of these things that I do, but one of the things he said in there is, in one of these interviews, is that FSF, they endorsed distributions, I think it was, he said, the understanding is that if the distribution, or if it's not known that they have non-free software, that they will make an effort to get rid of it, they will get rid of it once it's known. And he's, you know, the point he made was it's hard to know everything. So, you know, if things get slipped, you just have to be willing to correct that. And so that's kind of the way I'm going to treat this, that as I go along, I'll just be correcting things that I do that aren't in the spirit of using software, free software, and or products and services that don't respect my freedom. Those are kind of the guiding things that I'm going to strive for. Now going in, here are some things, well, aside from the things I mentioned before, Facebook, Gmail, sites from tracking me, and Skype, and using Skype. These are some other things that I would like to change. Now, these are really goals. I don't know, I have here, use LibreBoot or CoreBoot. As I said, I don't think any of my machines now could use either one of these, but as I get new machines, and I maybe will convert some machines to machines that have, but I'll definitely keep that in mind as I get new machines. Hardware that supports free software, or which free software supports. Currently, or up till now, when I buy hardware, I don't really do much in way of checking to see if it's supported with Linux or free drivers. I just kind of buy whatever's cheapest. For printers, I usually only get HP, because HP usually seems to work pretty well with Linux. I only use HP. If I were to buy another printer, I'd probably look it up to see if it was supported. Those are 2 other things I'd like to strive for. That's kind of where I'm at now. I don't feel comfortable with my current practices, and so hopefully we'll see. I'll try to change, and I think the one thing that that, you know, I hear people all the time. And like I said, I have a line that's not perfect, but I kind of make fun of or look down upon, I think is the right word, or feel sorry for people who have their line closer to the proprietary world. And so the one phrase that gets on my sticks in my craw, I'm just pragmatic, man. I just use whatever is the best tool for the job. And I really think I think that's the wrong way to look at it. And if everybody does that, then I don't think we make real progress. And so at the same time, I know that people that with their line closer to the free side can look at me and say the same thing. So I've been trying not to feel that way, but that's still my inclination. Whenever I hear someone say, "Oh, well, yeah, I use," like I just heard the guy from Hack 5, just watched an episode there, and he's like, "Oh, well, yeah, I use Adobe because Adobe's just the best thing, and I can't do it," and the other. And so in my mind, well, that's probably never going to change if we don't try and make the effort. So like I said, that's, I don't want to be too harsh, because I'm definitely not perfect, but I want to move towards it that way. So I'm going to take some things on my list and see if I can do better. And yeah, and we'll see. And if anybody else, you know, has advice, wants to share in the effort, then that'd be great too. So what I'm going to try to do first is, I think I'm going to look at two things first. One, I'm just going to get off of Facebook. I can do that pretty easily. Everyone who needs to get a hold of me using Facebook has other ways. And I'm going to see what I can do about not being tracked online, and look for a better email solution. I'm going to try those things between now and whenever I create another episode, and we'll see how that goes. And one thing that is, I don't know what I'll ever be able to. I work on the mainframe, and traditionally the mainframe is the opposite of proprietary free. It's pretty proprietary. Now I know IBM has really made a push to start move towards using Linux, but it's still, the traditional OS is not Linux, and they have lots of non-free stuff. So that'll be something to see what I can do about that. I've made a couple of attempts to get a job in the free software world, and the salary has just been too much lower. I guess one thing is I don't really have a work history, much of a work history in free software. But I haven't been able to get any offers that were close to my what I would make now. So that'll be something. But at least in my personal world, I should be able to make some significant strides in my personal world. Well, I guess that's enough rambling for now. And I maybe should have said this up front, but I'm not the kind of person who will strive for production quality or any of that kind of stuff. So hopefully this will be good enough that you can understand or hear. And if you happen to be interested in the topic, at least you can suffer through it. but I'm not going to make any kind of apologies for quality or any kind of schedule or anything along those lines. And worst comes to worst, maybe I'm setting the bar low enough that people who say, I don't have anything worth talking about, that everybody will feel like they do. So that's it for now. And if you got, even if you don't and you do, a topic that hackers would be interested in, grab yourself a recording device and make yourself an episode.
If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.